The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Nelson Algren, born Detroit 1909, settled in Chicago, which he described as the lovely lady with the broken nose. Wrote two novels, A Walk on the Wild Side and The Man with the Golden Arm. Nelson Algren, who said, "Never eat at a place called Mom's, never play cards with a guy named Doc, and never go to bed with anyone who has more troubles than you." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Russell Banks, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1940, who said, "At a university, you study books that can be deconstructed, not books that can change your life. Nelson Algren's books can change your life, and this kind of book you always have to discover on your own." He was a bright student, won a scholarship to Colgate, Russell Banks, first in his family to go to college, dropped out after a couple of months because he came from a poor family. He didn't fit in among privileged people. He went to Mexico, Florida, ended up as a fisherman, working as a gas station attendant. By his early 20s, he was married, had a daughter, was divorced by the time he was 22, and then went back to college at 24, University of North Carolina. Published some poetry, a novel, Hamilton Stark, in 1978, and then in 1985, his novel Continental Drift, nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, called by one reviewer, "The most convincing portrait I know of contemporary America." Since then, Russell Banks has written several more novels, including Affliction, The Sweet Hereafter, Cloud Splitter, and most recently, The Reserve. It's the birthday of Mario Vargas Llosa, born in Arequipa in southern Peru, 1936, author of Conversation in a Cathedral, Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter, and other books. Lived abroad for several decades, returned to Peru in the 80s, ran for president against Alberto Fujimori, and lost, and said afterward, "Never again. Literature and politics are mutually exclusive. A writer is someone who works alone, who needs total independence." And it was on this day in 1941, the novelist Virginia Woolf drowned herself in a river near her house. She had long suffered from depression. In early March of 41, she wrote in her diary that she had fallen into a trough of despair. She was dissatisfied with her most recent book. She felt as though World War II was making literature itself insignificant. In the weeks before she committed suicide, she wrote letters. In the longest of them, she wrote to her husband, "I feel certain that I am going mad again. I shan't recover this time. I can't fight it any longer." And then, on this day, 1941, she walked a half mile to a nearby river, put a rock in the pocket of her fur coat, and jumped into the water. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson. "Up in the sky, the lovers lay in bed, naked, face to face and hip to thigh. Her leg between his arm beneath her head, their hands roaming freely up in the sky. In the dark, Manhattan lay at their feet, a blanket of glittering stars thrown down. Beyond her bare shoulder, 59th Street, and from her lovely foot, the buses headed uptown. They came to the city for romance as people do, and with each other they scaled the heights. And now, at rest, almost one and not quite two, they lie almost forever in the sea of lights. Where will they go? What happens next? I do not know. I am the man waiting at the bus stop far below." A sonnet by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.